Okay, we're going to bring up the sacred recording, part two, which is actually the hour or two before what we heard on Tuesday. What you heard on Tuesday was the was an early little 10, 11-minute section, and then the end of the 7 hours. Now I'm going to go back to the fourth hour, and you're going to hear what was said leading up to the Empire talk, how we got into the Empire thing. So I think I got everything ready.
Man, you wouldn't notice or care, okay? But let's say you have a skin cancer, something they'd take and freeze off before it gets out of control. This Asher gate at the 9 o'clock section would not only block it, but it would take that pigmentation within the dermis, the largest organ of the body, isolate it, and replace it with a perfect cell. Even if you had the position of having a ingesting of a cancer cell. Now, from a vibrational standpoint, let's say you can't get it up and can't figure it out and don't know what's going on, and they decide that you've got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and you're ascended, and they take you in, and they've got to give you a bone marrow transplant, and they take you in to irradiate you to kill your marrow so you can be a receiver of bone marrow transplant. Okay? Provided there's an ascended donor, of course. This ninth gate would block that radiation that would have any negative effect on you.
Cool.
Because they all think the fucking machine's broke. But it ain't. You may break the machine.
And that's because it blocks the copying aspect.
It blocks that receptive of a what's radiation? It's a vibration. It blocks that vibration, the half-life that ensues that would kill your present bone marrow or render it dead so that they could give you new donor marrow to grow to make red blood cells, blah, 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 blah. We don't care about all that. That's why we didn't want Bob squeezing this, because this would go south. But he can ask the question. But the point is, that's the difference between the little man's position in the asking and understanding of this chart. And but once you're right, once you get there, it won't make much difference. It would autonomically respond in kind. But sometimes it helps little men in their quest to get the applicator or the applique of what your cells are doing so that it cleans up eternally if for a split second moment your mind embraces that you have a less than position that you've not conquered.
Okay. Now, does that non-gate act like a noise-canceling system where it does a counter?
No, it blocks. It's better. It's better. It's better. It doesn't reverberate it. It bounces it back and almost puts it in stasis until it can be solved. It literally would take a vibration and seize and freeze it within that tangent of that angle, which now you can calculate with your sine cosine off of your tangents that are set. The only thing interesting here is like your unit circle. If you could take your big circle and pull sine and cosines from those interior tangents, you can control the world.
Okay.
Literally.
It's not reflecting the frequency. It's actually
freezing it.
You're saying it's not doing a counterphase. It's something else that plays some other dynamic.
That is not a counterphase. That's exactly right. It just becomes another charted point in your XY value of your sine, cosine, triangulated position. That's why we keep saying the word juxtapose. It sets the juxtaposed position even within a moving fractal Asher experience. Now, granted, it is at a micron cellular level.
Okay, but normally, you know, humans seem to only really be aware of the dynamic of, like, bouncing the wave back or reflecting it or reflecting light or whatever.
Exactly.
So
and they gauge their weight by what their scale says their specific gravity is, and that's just bullshit.
Okay, well, this new dynamic that you just explained here, it's not a reflecting, it's not a counter phasing, it's a different dynamic. Do we already know the name for this dynamic? Is it something that we've already come across?
Ascension.
So ascension is this you're not counterbalancing the frequencies that come to you. You're not like phasing them out. You're not bouncing them back. But you are, you're in a holding pattern with them.
You are literally encapsulating them.
Is this what you mean by embracing?
That is a good way. We use it. We use a lot of words just over and over and over. But when you get real specific, and that's why Bob is just loved by all or most sooner or later, is because his squeezing separates the actual values of words. And however fingernails on the chalkboard it seems sometimes, it's always fruitful. It's always fruitful. Now, granted, yes, it's good that you're making lots of red blood cells. Otherwise, there'd be lots of blood on the floor. But it's very good every single time without fail or exception, because at the end of the day, if he doesn't hit a home run, he gets an RBI.
Okay, Ion, but you're equating ascension and this encapsulation, are you not?
Yes, knowing the difference is the difference between one double helix and 144,000.
Wait a minute. Knowing
Brian, we'll come right back to Chad, promise. Brian, it's the difference in getting it's the difference between getting an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb and being the host. Now, go ahead, Chad.
Okay, you're saying to know the difference between what ascension is and what encapsulation is?
No, the how this ninth position is moving, where its new position would always be in a perfect cell, is the completion of the ascension process, which you will look at the cell of an ascended man and a non-ascended man, and that's where you'll tell the difference immediately.
Okay, and when you say knowing where it's going to show up, you mean in terms of timing? Like we're watching the trains go by and we know the timing that the ninth gate's going to show up?
No. Well, that's the dynamic, but you won't use that as a mind fuck. You'll use that as a position within the cells that are doing it for you. What we meant was you take blood out of an ascended human creator and put it in, take two samples and put it in a centrifuge and turn the centrifuges back to back, so one spinning one way and the other spinning the other way, and look at those two blood samples and it will be euphoric. Oh, wait, Carolyn, you remember that.
Now, what would happen if you took the blood of an ascended man and put it into the body of an unascended man, Ion?
Sudden, instant, and complete transition for the little man.
Wow.
You wouldn't live, the body would decompose in approximately 17, 18 seconds.
Crap. What if an ascended person slept with someone who wasn't ascended and there's a crossover of bodily fluids?
Oh, no. That's ascended by injection. That's okay.
So if you're banging,
you like that one, Chad? Sticky is always good. Sticky's all right. It's through the filter. Sticky won't hurt you. It's all right.
So would that 17 seconds just be like amazing, or would it be a tearful ride?
Well, hell, it'd be so fast, and Brian, it wouldn't even leave a greasy spot. So no problem.
So, Ion, what are the numbers within those triangles? Is that 21-8 in the Siam? And on the ninth, or the non-gate, there's another 21-8? What do those small numbers represent?
Well, those are issues. You got to use our chart. You can't use someone else's aberrated chart. Okay.
So I'm looking at the one that James sent me. So in the
that's not right.
Supplement
that's not right.
C.
Okay.
Supplement C. Look at it.
All right.
That's imitation, darling. You don't want that. It's okay if you're trying to magnify some gobbledygook, but if it's wrong and you magnify it till forever, it won't do you any good.
Okay. While I'm pulling up that chart then to get the correct ones, what are the, because I know that on the other one, on your version, there are some fuzzy, what look like symbols or numbers, but I'm just wondering what those are.
Which ring are you in, darling?
I am, well, looking at the Saim.
Yeah.
Ninth ring.
Ninth
yeah.
ring, very good. Within that triangle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good. That would become the point of the sine cosine that you would pull, and those points would have to be included in the XY value of that triangle. And James would tell you, you take the top number and you take the sine, and the bottom number and you take the cosine. And James said, right.
Okay.
Now, good, that's a great question, and you spot on, darling, you spot on. Okay, so Chad says, great, you got something. Now, for what end would the sine and the cosine of those values apply? Well, just like in any XY graphed diagram with peaks and troughs contained within a point of triangulation, you can precisely calculate where something is within or without that triangulated position, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of the size of the triangle, makes no difference, because those plotted peaks and troughs marked might intersect, but they don't have to intersect. That's why if you look closely at the angles, so you have this diagram inside a unit circle, that was Chad's play, all those angles should add up to 360 degrees, should they not?
Yeah.
But they don't.
No.
There's your trouble right there. There's your trouble. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. So now you have an incomplete capacitation of the angles of a unit circle. Matter of fact, you can't even pull a diameter to get the volume of this cell by using any of the lines contained within this rubric. If you look close.
So you're saying that this diagram defies our known geometric or trigonometric
Absolutely.
Formulas?
Absolutely. In every way.
And why does,
and once James gets his shit together and actually gets the thing in motion, honey, we won't even have to pop our teeth out and rock your world.
But you're saying, you said before, this is not a trick of the eye, this diagram?
No, it's not. But it's the most, it's not a trick of the eye, but it's certainly something the eye has never beheld.
Okay.
With its movement in place.
Is that a fact of having, being beyond our known trigonometric formulas, is some of that affected by these arcs that we see between
yes.
11 and
yes.
12?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. 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 Very good. Very
well,
good.
Time.
We didn't say it didn't apply to your trigonometric positions. It's your trigonometric positions, geometrically speaking, are incorrect. It's the same reason in your looky box that you have limit, no matter how big the drive, you have limited RAM. No matter how much you add, you finally come to a place where your random access memory, no matter how closely defragmented, you will come to a position of default.
Mm-hmm.
Because the premise that you are working with, however fast, no, we ain't bitching, but it's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That premise being our construction of trigonometric functions.
Good.
That
Very
premise?
Good.
Okay,
That's
so this,
correct.
This diagram is going to change all of that once we...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. So when you start finding that the actual carbon crystals can withhold more memory in one size of what you call those sticks than has, that would contain the entire strata of 200,000 galaxies worth of information,
yeah.
Then you'll be on to something.
Okay,
and Andromeda will just be a point.
Yeah, and let me say this. Hey,
hold on.
Let me hold it. No. I'm going to tell you something. I've been quiet. So JW's computer is the only one that's got this new level, unless the Chinese got it, right? What's going on with JW's computer has this angelic trigonometric.
They don't know. They don't know what that is.
Okay, I'm just checking with you.
Oh, yeah, right. Because
yeah, okay.
There aren't other computers that are running on average, you know, 155 meg.
When the experts look at JW's computer, it defies all efficiency calculations. It's way beyond everything. That's because non-physical is in it.
With download and upload is running 39 to 42 megabytes.
Yeah, it's like this. The angelic diagram is, if you want to put JW's computer in there, you could put his computer there because it's closest to the perfect because it's got non-physical operating in it.
Well, some would look at his system. People come and stand and just do things because as he would say, they'd say, how is your computer? How do you describe the speed of your computer? And JW says, it's smoking.
Okay, back to you, Jed.
It'll hum.
Okay. Ion, you mentioned to Angela a while ago about a quadrilateral triangle. And I scratched my head and I said, quadrilateral triangle is impossible because it would mean four sides. So given the new trigonometry in this diagram, would that make the quadrilateral triangle actually make sense?
It certainly does, because when you start pulling these obscure tangents with the sine cosine in, like you said, unit circle, that's why that was incomplete. When you start pulling those tangents across, you would indeed have many, 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 many equilateral quadrilateral triangles.
That's where you get the 3-4 overlap and the 4-5 overlap.
That's right.
Or oscillation.
Right.
Very good. And then with the movement, with those, and just count the number of tangents. If you went all the way in and out, especially then see within the chemical side, it's unfathomable. Just the compilation alone would fuck with you.
Okay, but describe the act of pulling a tangent. You just mean normal calculation of sine, cosine, tangent?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You know that's not complete, but that's enough for now.
No, it doesn't seem complete. Does anybody know more about this?
Al Holbrook does.
Does?
I don't know. Chad, I'll send you something that Virginia found about the circle and the sine and the cosine.
Thanks, Greg.
My daughter's a math tutor to see if I can get a couple of hours.
Send that to me, too, me and Carolyn.
Yes, I've sent it to all of us.
Bless Bob's heart. Hey, Carolyn, you got any words to help the brethren with pulling tangents, darling?
Well, I finally got the quadrilateral triangle, because when you drop that tangent, like, you know, if your top is A and the bottom left is B, the bottom right is C, if you drop a tangent going towards C as like an A1, B1, then drop that tangent as a line, and then you get your quadrilateral triangle. So I finally got that.
So that's B1, A1, as long as the tangent is always is finding out what A is to B. If A is to B is always the tangent, then you've got a lateral pull or a didge. If you're going to pull the peaks and trough of the A value and the B value, every time those repeat themselves within the triangle, that would be very formulary, wouldn't it? Those values.
Who said hell? What?
No. We just babbling, Bob.
Who said Hal Holbrook? Is that Greg?
He said Hal Holbrook.
No. Did you say Hal Holbrook, Greg? Just
no,
5 minutes ago? 3 minutes ago?
No.
What?
No, I did not.
It was Ion said it.
Yeah, they said, does anybody know anything about pulling tangents for a quadrilateral triangle? And we said, Hal Holbrook does.
that's what you, That's what you're getting at about event, eh, Bob? The event.
No.
And just for the record, in V, what actually was quoted and said was, pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered.
Right. And is that JW's line or Ion's line?
That's our line.
Yeah, you say it every now and then.
Like Soupy Sales, what's my line?
Hey, Ion.
Hey!
This diagram would allow one to prove the P versus NP problem.
Fuck
and,
yeah.
And show
and
that
not only prove it, Chuck. Whoa. Wait, now you're on to something. Not only will it prove it, it will allow you to then precisely calculate its future value. Because that's the problem with it right now, isn't it?
Well,
what is the P problem,
okay.
Whoever
it's
I'm talking
on,
to?
It's an ongoing problem in computer science, and it asks whether every problem whose solution can be efficiently checked by a computer can also be efficiently solved by a computer. So it comes down to a question of what's faster, checking answers or actually computing the solution? So
it
if I had
completes
a
it. It completes it and also can give the future question before the problem arises.
Right. And what is it that does this, Ion, the quadrilateral thing you were talking about?
Jenny calls it new math.
Okay.
That's what Jenny calls it, new math.
Yeah, the quadrilateral thing. Yeah,
remember back
what
in school. You
all that Ion's been talking about. Yeah.
You remember they used to school, they had you learned your reading, writing, arithmetic, and then they had the new math, the new way to cipher.
That was the late 60s, early 70s. I remember
yes.
kids talking
well,
about that.
Now you just now got to the new math, Chad.
The real new
number
math.
One. The real
you
new
mean
math.
That was the faux new math in a parallel world.
Because if your formula, this ongoing question, which says if it can calculate and solve the problem and then check its answer to make sure it's correct, which is faster or more efficient use of the application, if that same application could then tell you the future answer before the question came, now that'd be smoking, wouldn't it? That would solve the nebulous position. Not only can it solve it, check it, it can tell you the next answer before you ask the question. And guess what? And if you can find out what A is to B, and you can pull a tangent to the future, then guess what you also can do? If you have the A1, B1, and then you pull a second tangent and you have inverted A2, B2, you also have just created another smaller equilateral triangle. So if you could do that, then you could go the other way and find out what B4 is. Really, can't you?
B4?
B4.
Yeah. Hey, Jed, is what Ion saying that if you have a visual model, do not get stuck in the literal visual model. Include other sensory non-visual dynamics to blur the 3-4, the 4-5. It seems so that this thing is not visually perfect. According to the old systems of visual space.
Yeah, that's what I get from it. And that's maybe
yeah,
that's
you,
why
you
it's
have...
supposed to be spinning as well, so that it's not
yeah.
too many words. Jeannie, what
yeah,
the fuck
too many
is Bob
words.
Talking about?
Yeah, don't worry. Well, I'm not talking to you, Ion. You go on hold. Chad, in the Psi-Eam triangle, the Z, the gate, and the A, and, you know, at 1 o'clock, that triangle, Ion's saying, does not add up to 360 degrees. The three angles do not add up. That's the basic point was made 20 minutes ago.
That's not the point.
If you go around in the other similar triangles to that one, if you add up the angles in them, they should be 360 degrees, according to trigonometry.
That'd be 21 angles.
No, only
7-3.
No.
Oh, okay, just the gate angle. Okay,
yes.
The gate angles, the seven gate angles do not add up to 360 degrees. Okay.
And they have to if they're contained in a unit circle.
Right. And the unit circle is based on hypnotized visual space where everybody's taken real literal and precise, and they miss the point of the frequencies of sound and touch and kinesthetic and limpets.
It's why you'll have to modify pi, and it will no longer be 3.1415926.
That's never what said before.
This? Because you can take it out to 20 points, but what's the point?
So I'm going to move it forward, and then what happens is we stumble into the empire topic. And then there's a long section with Ion, I don't know, bullshitting, or it might sound familiar, but it leads into a new realm. Okay, here we go.
Oh, man, that whole rant you did without me being allowed in, none of it made any sense. That didn't. What did you get from that? I want to get the headline of what one learned from that I wasn't allowed to check as it went along.
Well, because they would, okay, go ahead, fellas, ladies.
Yeah, Chad, what came out of that whole thing?
About how the non-gate is the stopgap. If you're experiencing an emotion and that emotion manifests in, like, melanoma or something, you can halt the frequency involved in those spread of that across other cells. You can just completely halt it through a process of encapsulation, which is not a mirroring or bouncing back. It's an actual, it's something new, this encapsulation.
It absorbs. It absorbs it?
No.
Ion said encapsulate and use encapsulate interchangeably with ascension.
And encapsulate does not mean containing.
Well, it does mean containing, but it doesn't mean absorbing.
Right. So that's what the no gate is, the thing that moves around and blocks for you.
It's wait, okay, Bob, do it this way. It's the amber on fringe.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Do it that
way,
good.
Well, we have an image, but this no gate is moving around so that it can be useful. You never know where it's going to show up.
Bob, everything is moving around.
Okay, so what is this? So what's the importance of this no gate, Chad?
If you're experiencing something that you don't really want to spread through your body, whether it's an emotion or like skin cancer or something, the non-gate is like your stopgap in the replication process, so it will not replicate.
Okay,
it's a random thing. It's a random thing. Like, we don't learn nothing from that shit. What are we getting? We're hoping that something's circulating around blocking things.
Well, that's a really cool thing, though, Bob. I mean, if you think about it, my question is this stopgate is, if there is this sort of this cell that's becoming malignant or whatever, is this is doing it for me automatically, right? It's this stopgate that comes up and just goes, we're not having that right now.
Okay. It's an expression of the non-physical protecting. It's an expression of the non-physical through relaxing, allowing, protecting you.
And it's the same that goes with an emotion that is potentially destructive without your knowing.
Good. Now let's clean this up really well. You've got one gate that does this encapsulation. How many gates do you have that are drawing to and bringing in? What if you're chasing something that you do want to desire?
Mm-hmm.
You have many more chances to bring that in than the one block stopgap that applies. That's the part he didn't ask that we would complete.
Does this correlate to what we talked about with the heart and the functions of the heart? We were talking about there was a special function of the heart, which also does the same thing with emotions.
It would, yes. The heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. And that's why you never get cancer of the heart. There's no such thing.
Why is that? Because the stopgap, no gate, has something to do with that?
Do.
Does it represent the non-physical protecting you, the relaxing, allowing aspect?
That's Carolyn. It's too woo-woo for
us. So, Carolyn, the no gate is there to protect you that you're not noticing, so
no,
you know you're being protected.
That's not what you're talking about. That's not what you're talking about. You're going to give the guest the question, Carolyn, can you get cancer of the heart?
No.
Is there such a thing?
No.
Okay, is there
I'm still trying to figure out the value
of the
no gate.
The heart?
Yeah, that's great, but
there,
this no gate...
You can't get there until
no
you
gate.
Figure this part. You can't figure that out until you get to this part. So there's no reason.
What's the no gate got to do with the heart?
Don't choke yourself to death to trying to figure out you can't swallow. just wait a minute. You can't get established. You can't get cancer of the heart. Is there a reason why you can't get cancer of the heart, Carolyn?
I don't think they figured that out.
Ooh. So, Bob, the answer to that question is
Greg's coming in.
The answer to that is what, Ion?
No, Greg. Greg's going to say something first.
The no gate is the answer to that, okay.
And what is the no gate count?
I don't know.
Yeah, so you don't know yet. So we're still working on this, Chad.
Ion said if you put the blood of an ascended man on one side of a centrifuge going clockwise and put the blood, same blood on the other side going counterclockwise, that it would be euphoric in explaining this process. So that's where it left off, and then the topic went somewhere else.
What would be euphoric? That image of the two centrifuges would just blow the little man's brain out and he'd feel bliss?
When you look at those bloods, you would be amazed.
What would you see?
Yeah, what would
see? Do it. And then you don't.
So in a centrifuge, you're putting two tubes in?
Yep.
But you can't make a centrifuge go clockwise and counterclockwise at the same time.
If you have two of them, you can.
Well, I said a centrifuge. Okay, so two centrifuges, one going clockwise and one going counterclockwise. Beside each other. And what would be the result?
Well, it would be amazing.
Look under the microscope and see some scintillating eye cell?
Yeah, no, not an eye cell. Do it. You'll see.
So you're going to leave that? Okay.
Were you saying last week that the blood would become opaque?
That was out of context, but Carolyn, what was said about the blood?
I don't remember that, Sasha.
It would become opaque or transparent. Which direction are we going in?
A day.
Sasha said both words.
It will never, never.
What were you saying, Sasha?
I remember a comment from last week about blood going either opaque or transparent.
You didn't know which way. There was a distinction.
When you lose the RH factor of the blood, it will take on an opaque,
translucent
effect. And what that was
opaque
in the context.
Isn't opaque, and translucent is you can see through. Neutralized your words.
Yeah, purpose, because it'll sparkle, because that's what Jenny Bell was talking about. Her blood was sparkly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. It's opaque and translucent. Opaquely translucent.
It's sparkling.
Translucent means opaquely sparkling. Right, Carol?
Yeah.
That's what he means by translucent.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha,
you'll see through the sparkling part.
Sasha, I have a wild card factor in my family that allows me to not have any RH factor in my blood. So I'm
already.
That's why we were talking. But we talked about the blood going opaque on Revelation 3 right call. We talked about the different new blood types that would be emerging. And one of the factors of that is that your blood is opaque.
Becomes opaque, Jenny? Are you saying it becomes opaque and normal blood is translucent? I just want to get the basic point you're working from.
Blood now
opaque
is
the future condition? Is opaque the future condition, Jenny?
Yes.
Okay. One of them is.
One of the bloods?
Bob. You have many blood types, remember?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we got that.
Okay.
So when you bleed, Jenny, you bleed sparkles?
Sparkly,
glitter.
Glitter.
That's
cool. What, you mean it glitters? Does the doctors tell you that, or is this your own fantasy, or what?
I see.
How'd you find out? What context, what knowledge world are you talking about when you say it's sparkly? Who's saying that?
I do, and it is. It's sparkly.
Have you seen it?
Hello, Bob. I've lived with myself for 50 years.
Yeah. So you're talking about looking at your own blood. You see it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, remember when I told you that time I overdosed on Jemison seeds? I was so tripped out by blood. I put the intravenous thing out and just watched it bubble out of my arm. I was fascinated with it. Yes, of course.
Right, right. Does anybody else ever see it? Did you show it to anybody?
Well, when she has anything done.
No, I'm asking her. Hey, come on. I don't know what you're not relevant for this few seconds. Ginny, did you ever show it to anybody in your knowledge?
In my life, I have avoided doctors like the plague. Sorry, Carolyn. So other than
that. Carolyn's not a doctor. She's a human being.
Okay, human being. So in the time that I overdosed on Jemison seeds and almost bled myself to death, and then, of course, I had that time when I broke my ankle, I don't spend a lot of time looking at my blood. But when I have to have blood work done, it's sparkly, Bob.
I'm asking, did anybody else see it or comment on it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, not in your experience. You noticed it by yourself.
They probably did see it, but she had to kill them.
Yeah. All right, and she's not going to talk about that since
I'm
we're recording.
All the bodies that are buried in my house.
Yeah.
No, I wanted
to say that Ion, one of the explanations I heard about hearts not having cancer is these energy or the people who measure the electrical resistance or the electrical voltage potential in cells always find that, you know, cancer cells and stuff like that have a very low electrical potential. But the heart always maintains an electrical potential of, and I'm just taking a wild card here, like 76 volts or millivolts, I should say. Whereas,
so what would be its ohmage?
Well, I would have to, in order to calculate its ohmage, I'd have to have another number in order to calculate.
Well, if you gave the position between the heart and the rest of the body, you could do that, couldn't you?
Well, the heart is insulated from the rest of the body, isn't it, in that little...
Well, but and pericardial fluid is very easily achieved.
Right, so the pericardial fluid is either a barrier or a good conductor, and I'm going to guess it's a good barrier because it's insulating that battery. It's keeping
it's the example
battery.
That you left for your damn self so you could figure out today when you get here that you're there.
Could it be 90,000 ohms, Ion, just as a wild guess?
It would
guess?
Be precisely 90,000 ohms.
I am so good.
Wow.
Damn, I'm good.
Wow.
What's so good about this, Jeannie? What did you discover? 90,000 ohms means what? Why is that good?
It's a bit of an inside joke, Bob.
Oh, okay.
We were just talking about the ohmage of the heart.
Yeah.
90,000.
And you suggested it was 90,000, Ginny?
I suggested it was 90,000 when Greg didn't have enough information
right out of
the equation.
You said 90,000 on agreed. Why do you say 90,000, Ginny?
I just, it was a wild guess. That's why I said I'm in.
Okay. Yeah.
And why that's an inside joke is because in Greg's world, dealing with water and all that kind of whatever that mess he does, that's his world all the time. So he could do that himself. And working in these great big factories, taking these chemicals and doing these things to this stuff, he could do that in his sleep and couldn't calculate this. And here Ginny strolls in and says, would it be 90,000 ohms? And everybody, the crowd goes quiet and we go exactly, precisely. And then it's kind of like, Greg's like, damn, okay, fine. That's the same reason why you can know that angels interact with all worlds, whether they're smoting something.
Because Ginny could see, we're talking about Ginny guessed it, so because Ginny guessed it is the reason angels interact with all worlds.
Correct. And the same reason Leo Wanta was using Ronald Reagan's money.
Yeah, and what is that reason? No, we still don't know what you're referring to.
Well, we're just catching up. We're going to get to
Yeah, what's the reason why angels can interact in all worlds?
Oh, because of the 90,000 ohms perspective, that megahertz.
Is that on the heart? Is that where the statistic
well,
is going to the heart?
It's going to be with every ascended human.
Because, descended human heart? Is this a heart thing?
No, not a heart. No. Fingernail, heart.
What's this 90,000 ohmage, Greg or Ginny?
Well, Wait, tell Bob what an ohm is. He don't know what an ohm is.
Okay, forget that.
No,
forget
no,
that.
Tell Bob what an ohm is, Greg.
No, I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point is, this ohm is
asking the question and making it significant when you won't know what's significant even after he tells you. And then you go, see, I told you you can't find out nothing. So, Greg, tell Bob how you calculate and what an ohmage is. Then tell him what 90,000 ohms, would that be a big
I'm talking about what part of the body is measured. You're saying the whole body becomes this.
All of it.
Okay, that's enough. That's all I want to know.
Shit.
I'll figure out the ohmage later.
Everything.
For what it means. What it means.
Everything will hit at 90,000 ohms.
Okay, Ian, a question plaguing this habitat for months. What the fuck is that ringing that I hear right now that Carolyn can't hear?
Oh, in your house?
Yeah, this sort of high-pitched little...
It
shows up at
detectors.
Night. Smoke detectors, okay.
That one's dying, man.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. Back to you, Sasha, Brian.
Okay.
Let's hear from Margarita. What the fuck is Margarita doing? Where is she drowning over there?
She's on mute.
Ion.
Probably watching a movie.
Ion.
Yeah. Margarita. Ginny, you know what you want to say. Hold it. Let's see what Margarita, she hasn't said nothing.
What do you want me to say? I mean.
What are you interested in, Margarita?
To talk about the... What was the ring about the secret societies?
Yeah, 11. That's the 11th ring.
Yeah.
That's the empires. And Ion was sort of not going to go there, but that's a good. That's the next point. We never did the seven quadrants or seven sevens. You want to do that, Ginny? That gets us to the empires, which is the 11th ring. Yeah. Okay, take us, lead us. We get all distracted. Oh, hey, Ion, where's the fractal in the brain image? You know, the thalamus, hypothalamus, it was near the pineal, I think. Is it part of the limbic system, the fractal?
Not limbic, lipid.
Ah, the lipid. And what's that? That's not the limbic, is it, Carolyn? It's the fat. So the fractal is in the fats, or is it the fat?
It's in it. It's not.
You got that, Chad? The fractal they talk about in the regular universities, nothing to do with the fractal that's significant in our ascension.
Fat, yeah.
It's a fatty stuff. It's got nothing to do with that mathematical pattern.
So if people don't eat enough fat in their diet, they lose their fractal tuning inability?
Yeah, some call them stupid.
So Carol, where do you get this? How do you eat fat, or how do you build up your lipids?
Avocados, meat, bacon.
Protein?
No. Not
fat.
Meat.
Oils?
Not meat.
Oh,
not meat.
The fat from meat. Essential fatty acids, fish
right.
oils.
Right.
Okay.
Butter. Butter. Cow butter.
Mm-hmm.
The good stuff. Complex carbohydrates feed fat.
So you're implying that the fractal ability has to do with stupidity or smartness?
No, we were being cheeky.
It makes you sensitive or not sensitive, or getting not sensitive in the most way, but get your fine-tuning antenna going.
Do you know what it really, 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 really
That's
does?
That's your knowing function. So when you talk about knowing, you're talking about your fractal machine.
See, Bob, you're
You got that, Ginny? It's Nate. Don't use the word knowing anymore. So, yeah, I got my fractal mojo on.
No. Bob, since you started eating Snicker bars and actually getting a little bit of meat on your bones, your sense of direction is better.
And that's mean I've got my fractal working better.
You got more fractal to work.
All right. Excellent.
More fat fractal.
Yeah, that fractal. What the
Look, the Snickers, my team, Green Bay, from 50 years ago, won the Super Bowl. Snickers won the fucking ad. Madison, Wisconsin, it was all Bob at the beginning at the Howling Winds. I take it personally this year, the Jubilee year.
And it's interesting. Didn't we say a long time ago that very spectacular things was going to come out of Madison, Wisconsin?
Oh, you said that about 3 weeks ago. I don't recall you saying that a year ago. Did you
we
say
said
way back
way
when?
Way back. Way back. Way back. when you're talking about the Mississippi River flowing in the opposite direction.
Is the Mississippi near Madison, Wisconsin?
It does go close to there. It's close to there. It's closer than you are, Bob.
So what's coming out of what's coming out of Madison, Wisconsin, the RNA drops will cause exhalation that will change the matter of the earth and will cause the Mississippi go backwards.
No, that was a different conversation.
Oh, okay.
It was just during that same conversation when the volcano or earthquake blows in St. Louis.
Yeah. It's because of the built-up resistance to RNA drops.
Yeah, and then the people are going to be running around in there. Everything going to blow up, and they're going to look at it, and they're going to go say, "What the frack?" And then everybody will know it's about a fractal.
And yet they'll think it's about fracking, which is the big fear thing right now.
Yeah, fracking.
You know, the guy's looking for natural gas and destroying the aquifers. Which Ion, of course, says, that's no problem. You tried it. I think it won the documentary. It was in the documentary thing for the Olympics or the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And it didn't win, but it shows these natural gas companies ruining parts of Pennsylvania and New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And someone turns on their tap and fire comes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how are you going to erase that image?
Well, but the good news about the fire that came out of the faucet, there was no heatness to it.
If you guys ever hear about this documentary, it frightens the hell out of everybody, and they're saying, stop these natural gas guys. And you heard Aya come in and tell them, this is good. That's what separate the men from the other men.
Are you kidding? They pay extra in Las Vegas to make the water burn? What are you talking about?
Yeah, look up fracking, F-R-A-K-K-I-N-G or F-R-A-C-K, and the controversy. It's the latest. It's worse than the ozone hole. And yeah, here's Ion, hip nonchalant arrogance. No problem. It's got no heatness.
Well, it doesn't even burn up. It'd still be a fire if it had heat.
That's good. Okay. We're going to go towards the seven houses of ill repute, Ginny.
Let's do them. Do them, but we're not doing the empires, just so y'all
know. I know, but we have to do this before we get the empires.
Just so you know, yeah. Well, you'll know when you're ready. But
yeah, Marguerite thinks it's political. Marguerite's a political animal. Comes from a political family. She's got political paranoia. She wants to vote the empires. That's what she's concerned about.
We love elephants and jackasses, so it's all right with us.
Well, I wanted to know about those empires. You mentioned the Plantagenets, the Pendragons. Is the 418 group there? Oh, you're not going to talk about this.
Now, since you asked that way, darling, see, now it's all in how you ask, you see. So from if you're talking about bloodlines, if you're talking about royals, if you're talking about interbreeding, we would say, yes, there are specific dynamics within the 418 group that would be what you know as royals. But now there's also much miscegenation within that same clan of royals that you would find some that would be completely diametrically opposed. However, if you watch it real close and you make the connection between the most recently departed Queen Mother, ha 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 ha, she was a land girl, okay? She wasn't necessarily royal, and yet moved more heaven and earth since Mary Queen of Scots and Queen Victoria.
I told you the Queen Mother would be part of this. So I understand what these seven, this is the bloodline. This is what, you know, there's a couple of, you know, Coast to Coast, Art Bell kind of books about the aristocratic bloodlines. But that's just a guess at what you're talking about. There are these, and so the 418 group comes out of these bloodlines?
No.
Or is it a competitor? It's a competitor of the bloodline.
More competitors, but there's, within the miscegenation, there's a little of all of that. So to correctly answer your question, Margarita, yes, there are some rudimentary 418 group members that would be what you would consider of an HRH status.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, and Margarita, it's these guys that had to, are being given pause over the past year or so as they listen and look at what ION means.
Mm-hmm.
Causing a little trembling, a little apprehension.
What does HRH mean?
Her Royal Highness.
Oh.
Her
or his royal
highness. Her royal vagina, that's what it was. Her royal highness. Mercy. Okay, so guest, and that's just a qualified position of royalty or not.
Okay.
Virginia.
All right.
Okay, now you want to tear it up, so good with it. I can only go so far, so y'all got to. I want you to have it more than you want it. I can assure you that.
Hey, Marguerite, we leaped over. We never get to the seven houses. We always get somewhere. So very good. We're into the headlines. Unions lose in Wisconsin. Okay, back to the, you got us into the Empire Zone, Marguerite. Very good.
I wanted to ask, for example, the king and the queen of Spain, do they belong to the bloodline of the Plantagenets or the Pendragons or none of them?
Neither.
Neither.
It would be Now, the royalty would be from Philip before Isabella, mm-hmm. getting to mm-hmm. Catherine of Aragon. Mm-hmm. That would be a connection to the house of Tudor.
Oh.
Okay. But see, they were all related, so the mm-hmm. but the closest to that house that you'd recognize would be Catherine of Aragon. That's Henry VIII, first wife.
So, Ian, yeah, you're saying that the bloodlines are so mixed up that you may not be a queen or king. You might be a prince or something and have the and be part of the bloodlines and not the king, something like that.
That's probably okay. Now, there's more to it. You see, that's the reason we can't just tear that right into that. But it's enough.
But that is what the seven symbols icons are there. That's what they're about. That's the collective bloodlines, because we're talking about blood. This is the external outer kingdom bloodlines versus the inner kingdom blood types. That's the mirror there. Blood knowledge. Bloodlines external, empire dynasties, and then the internal. Inner seven rings is about blood types and the individual.
So apply that to the second empire.
Is that one of the seven, or is that a particular kind of empire?
It's a particular kind of empire. Umpire.
So what would be the first empire? These bloodlines? See, you brought up second empire. What are we comparing it to?
We were asking, and you get to play with it.
Everybody Google Second Empire. It'll tell us.
Yeah, go to that. Yeah, get in that Wikipedia. It'll change that life. Bless that heart. That's what it'll do.
Well, it's the second French Empire, second Mexican Empire. That's second Empire. Then there's the second Empire in architecture. It's a kind of style. Don't mean that, I assume. Oh, okay. You do mean that?
No, didn't say. We were just letting you pond pander.
Yeah. I'm trying a third thing.
Mm-hmm.
Architectural. So the second Empire would be the parallel worlds? Or is the first empire interact with the parallel worlds?
Well, all of the houses of an ascended empire would certainly have venues for other worlds.
Parallel worlds.
But
so the second empire is the media empire.
That's not easy there, Trigger.
Media empires.
But the issue then comes back to, more simply stated, that's not so quite anomalous when regular Joes can, from Edinburgh, can open up portals and gates and walls and move around where they want to.
Yeah, you said that's so anomalous, not so anomalous. What is not so anomalous?
That these bloodlines are significantly superior to anyone else.
Yeah, the second empire is people who get empire level, like the Queen Mother, who aren't part of the bloodlines. Part of the first empire, isn't that what you mean? The second empire is the non-bloodline people who got into positions of power?
We didn't mean anything. We just made a statement.
Yeah, you said second empire is when the average Joe gets somewheres.
No, we said it's not significant to be of second or first empire if everyone can do it.
Yeah, okay.
So your play for Cypher's hot, but you ain't quite there yet, big boy.
But see, so you're talking about a past condition when we mentioned the first empire and the second empire and what the angel chart is referring to.
No, we weren't necessarily. You added that the dissemination between first and second was a linear process, and we didn't say that at all.
You said they were blood types, bloodlines.
Okay. That has nothing to do with what you just said.
Mm. Yeah.
The good news is you won't remember what you said, so it'll be okay.
So anybody want to try it another angle? You got another way to go at it, Margarita?
Does the first empire relate to authority and second empire? Does the first empire relate to bloodlines based on authority and the second empire bloodlines based on power, ascended one?
Empirically speaking, the answer to that question would be yes. Metaphorically speaking, the answer would be not so much. So the response is not canonicalized or conditioned within the confines of a specific position, but maybe more from a validity or a vacillation within a condition with what you call a kingdom. Boy, now talk about it. Now we would thank Carolyn for
saving
the
day. No, that made sense.
We would thank Carolyn for saving the day on that one because we were dancing pretty hard there.
What'd she got to do with it?
Well, that's typically where she would save the day.
In terms of understanding it?
Yeah.
So did you say the first one was empirical and the second was metaphorical in that sentence? The word empirical was said first and then metaphorical. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Good. Bob got it the first time. That's scary. Okay,
well, Karen left the room, so I had to take over that role.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Greg.
Yes, boss.
There's Palmer speaking to the guy, Sasha. That's what I call the Greg tone. Yes, boss. That was Palmer talking to the guy at the end of Burn After Reading.
Right. Did you get the inference that was trying to get laid out here with the shift between the empires?
No, I can't.
Well, welcome to Bob's world.
Well,
yeah, but I can pretend to know. You got to learn how to talk and pretend to know, Greg, even though you don't know.
What factors am I not considering about this?
All of them.
Yeah, all of them.
That's great.
That's a good answer.
Well, you play cheeky with us. We play cheeky.
Yeah, that's right. No wonder Greg came in and said, you said yes, boss. You fucked it from that point, Greg.
No.
That's
the spirit of the conditional response is perfectly all right.
That's right. That's a term of endearment. It's just like saying fuck you in the hood, you know.
Yeah. Well, carry on, Greg.
In the right party, it's an invitation, too. So, hey, you know, play it like you want to.